So, are you going to answer my question? Yes or no? Can I do ASMR on you? Yes, I'm serious. Oh, come on, you can't say no to me. Please. Pretty please. Pretty please. Well, there's a lot you might not know about me. My hobbies and interests and my unique likeness for things. I'm just winding you up. Now, are you gonna sit down properly for me to do this, or do I need to put my hands on your shoulders and shove your butt down? Look, it's not like I'm gonna do anything weird. It's just ASMR. Now, let me have my fun, okay? I want to pretend that I can make a stupid amount of money being an ASMR artist and trying so hard and helping people fall asleep and relax and tingle and all that stuff. Honestly, I like the sweet irony that content creation like ASMR artists do, because everyone wants you to watch their video for the longest and be engaged and click on the next one that they produce. But, well, ASMR artists quite literally want your butt to go to sleep, so I don't know, I feel like there's some sort of saying or word or phrase. I'm sure there's a German word for it. But okay, ASMR. I'm gonna pick up one of my tools. And what do you think I'm doing to you? It's a makeup brush. No, I don't wear makeup before you ask. It's just really good. You're awfully inquisitive. Think to yourself, why would I, your friend, have an interest in ASMR and at my disposal? Ding 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 ding. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. My friend, how can she do it? Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. Basically, and sometimes those fun and games just happen to go from 1 year of memeing to 2 years to 3 years to 4 years, and well, before I know it, I have a stable income and a very creative job industry. And I may or may not have collabed with over 70 other content creators that do what I do. And now I am here, right now, tingling you for your enjoyment, or mine, because doing live ASMR on someone is definitely gonna be different than doing it on a 3DO microphone. It's not so expensive to start. Why I encourage people to start, because all you need is a microphone. Your phone has a microphone, and I mean, pretty much everyone has a phone these days. And you can get cheap artwork. Just reuse the same one over and over. And it's like, what? A $15 investment? And before you know it, you could end up with 200,000 subscribers, which is unfathomable. Unfathomable? What's the word? Unfathomable. Oh. Have you figured it out yet? Dude, that's wholesome. Not the other version. Not for this channel, anyway. Yes. Well, I can tell you how it all started out. With a meme. People ignore the powers of meaning. And once upon a time, 4 years ago, the internet was experiencing one of its many trends, which was Black Hole Jam. And it was after the first captured picture of a black hole came out, and instantly was turned into an anime girl. And I think Earth-chan was trending as well, in general. And this little dweeb that you are letting do ASMR on your life right now thought, oh, wouldn't it be hilarious if I roleplayed as Black Hole Chan devouring the Earth? And technically, on my first ever ASMR video, I did four. Which, looking back at it, I mean, it makes sense because I will always confirm that I am DTL. And I did always technically start as lewd. And I think it's pretty on par for who I am today. Because I'm just so, so unbelievably unserious about everything. I think, what I get to do, and what I get to say as my job, is like, yeah, I put people to sleep, and I get to come up with fun little stories, like, well, what's a recent video that I enjoyed making? I enjoyed the Yandere Traps You In The Stairwell. And I enjoyed it, because it was a bit of a challenge, but I got to slip a meme into that video. There's a very famous gaming meme, and it's called Door Stuck. And I like hiding little Easter eggs in my videos, so you could just be enjoying my video completely unaware of the subliminal, naughty mind games I'm playing with you. It's a pretty crazy life. Not sure. I'll definitely still say that you should stick to education. But I suppose it might look quite fun from the outside. And if you want to give it a try, I say to you, fuck it. Go do it. Because you never know what could happen. Because when I uploaded my little Black Hole Jan Devours Earth Jan meme, if you said to me, in 4 years' time, you could be, you know, well, successful, yes. That I could be successful in the creative industry as someone who has no natural born talent. Well, I'd call you a liar, because you certainly aren't a truther at that point. And yet, here we are, in the future. Just listening and tingling, or hopefully tingling away. ASMR is definitely subjective, but it's a crazy life, and I think you shouldn't be scared. You only get one life after all. There's no respawn, you know, if you fall off a cliff, you don't just respawn at the last checkpoint. So, if you genuinely think you want to be a content creator, just say to yourself, fuck it, dude, and do it. I mean, I didn't know where the hell DTL would lead, and we had a lot of issues along the way when YouTube updated their policies. Oh, how dare they? But I reached over 100,000 subscribers twice, and that's quite a feat, and I'm really proud of myself. And I did end up getting a play button, so if you were on Twitter, you might have seen it, but don't worry. Got my play button. Yeah. And now I have an insane life where I get to, you know, write a script and pick out any silly plot that sounds interesting, like MILF next door invites you in after losing your keys. I think I'm definitely having a background of knowledge when it comes to bentai, shall we call it. Helps out with a lot of plots. And I'm not even gonna deny that, because it has helped me come up with quite fun concepts. But, it's good. Life's good. And I hope you realize that you, yes, you, who I am doing ASMR right now, genuinely has changed my life and the direction and course that it may or may not have been on. And I think, you know, you might hear it a lot where content creators, they, you know, they say thank you all the time. And you hear it so much that it kind of loses its meaning. And, you know, they celebrate a milestone. Like, who doesn't want to celebrate a milestone? I've just found that whatever I type, or whatever I say, it never is enough or reads enough that I'm just so grateful, you know? Crazy, crazy. And now I'm cleaning your dirty, disgusting ears, because they're so full of earwax from wearing your gamer headset all the time, and I'm totally not, like, talking to you, but talking about me, because I have to wear a headset when I edit and, you know, do everything on the internet, and the fucking earwax, bruh, it's creation, there is so fucking much going on, and like, I've had the pleasure to like work with editors before, but I'm definitely a bit of a control freak because I'm like, oh, but they won't do it like how I'll do it. But I think that's a me thing. I just need to let go because I'm being a silly Billy. Also, you might have noticed you're clicking in the background. Fun fact, that's just my room creaking, okay? And every time I'm recording a roleplay and it creaks, I have to go all the way back to the start of the sentence. And that is why sometimes in the roleplays, I might like take a weird breath and then all of a sudden I'm like, because that is me having to restart my sentence and I have lost the flow. If you heard my stomach there, I just had a cup of honey tea before this, but I'm actually allergic to milk, but I have to have milk in it or I can't drink it at all. So all those tummy grumbles mean that I have to redo my sentences all over again. It sounds simple and I'm really grateful, but it doesn't mean I'm not gonna complain. I will complain. Like, you might have just heard my bones crack there. Yep, that would result in me having to restart my sentence. And if you're somehow asleep at this point, you're literally gonna wake up with the phrase in your head, restart my sentence, and you're gonna be like, well, I have no idea where that came from or why my brain is thinking that, but here you go. Oh, there's also another thing that I'll let you in on as a secret. You might be able to hear a car vibrate right now. Have I ever told you how much I hate cars? They ruin my recording so much. So much. And they'll ruin your recordings too. If you become a bee. But ear blowing as well is really hard to record because it peaks the microphone and messes up the audio all over. So I'll try it. And if it sounds really weird and different, it's probably because I had to edit this a little bit. Pepper juice, like, gamers who throw me on in the background whilst you're gaming away. That's right, I'm on to ya. And, just, life is good, okay? It is good. And I'm hoping that you also get that goodness. Or maybe if your life's a bit shitty, because we all have bad moments in our lives, and it's not as easy as like, oh, I'll wake up and I'll be better tomorrow. Sometimes it's really like fucking knee deep in shit, to be honest. At least that you listening right now has unironically changed a girl's life and given her the opportunities that she in no way, shape, or form could ever.
Awake, you should probably go to sleep, and I hope you.
This is why I need scripted videos and not off the top of